Behind the winter ice of Lake Erie's southern shore lies the industrial core of the nation. But times are hard in cities like Lorain, Ohio, where the steel mill that once employed 12,000 is now down to about 2,000 workers. Lorain's mayor and sheet metal worker Tom Kroshenko supports Hillary Clinton.
We were the heart of manufacturing in America. And when we saw those jobs going away on the premise of just low-cost labor, we took it personally.
At the local campaign headquarters, Clinton supporters recently prepared for a rally at a local high school where the New York senator spoke about the loss of jobs.
If it was a big corporation that was in trouble, everybody would say, well, what can we do to help you out? Well, I want to say the same thing to the families of Lorain and Ohio.
Senator Clinton has been seeking votes in middle-class neighborhoods where many of the workers are union members, and she has also been stressing the benefits of her health care proposals. Clinton supporters, like campaign worker Aaron Sullivan Lally, say union households will be a deciding factor in Tuesday's Ohio primary.
They're tied together, jobs and health care. People are seeing their jobs going to other countries, and they're profitable companies that are leaving because they don't have to pay taxes when they do, and people are angry about that.
But Senator Clinton faces an uphill battle for the Democratic nomination. Senator Barack Obama goes into Tuesday's big primary votes in Ohio and Texas with a string of victories and the largest number of delegates needed to win the nomination. Former President Bill Clinton has said his wife needs to win the races in Ohio and Texas if she's going to pull ahead of Senator Obama. But that will be tough. Some union members, who were long thought to be a reliable base for Senator Clinton, have now voiced support for Senator Obama. The Service Employees International Union has endorsed Obama, and the union has pledged to knock on 1 million doors in Ohio to work for his election. Ohio's largest city also suffers from job losses. Amid the shuttered factories, the government counts the loss of 243,000 manufacturing jobs in the state this decade. Senator Obama campaigns among workers in factories. He visits with a group facing the loss of their pensions and speaks of what government can do.
A layoff habit. There should be something there to help folks out a little bit.
Union leader Anton Famby, an Obama supporter, says ordinary workers will be a key to the election.
The people like you and I that just go to work every day and have the average everyday problems that families deal with, those people are going to make the difference in this election.
When Ohio votes Tuesday, Clinton's own advisors say she needs to win this big state to keep her campaign alive. If Obama adds to his month-long series of primary victories, experts say the Illinois senator is likely to be the one who will carry the hopes of Ohio workers to the general election in November. Jim Fry, VOA News, Cleveland, Ohio.